about Trump. Yeah, all I could do was talk about Trump. Oh, yeah, happy Yom Kippur. That was, in my mind, Yom Kippur associated with the Yom Kippur War. That's when the Arabs attacked Israel. That first day of Yom Kippur. And they figured they wouldn't be ready, and they were ready. How that worked. In the beginning, it was basically the Palestinians. That's Israel. But this is America. It's a whole different story. And then there's the whole story of natives. Transocean travel that occurred forever, especially during the Ice Age. And everything you know about the world is a lie, or made up, or self-serving to the rich, or just something to make your mind just go to sleep. Which you better not be at this point, because you have a problem, and it's not just the doomsday that the rich are worried about. Stuff. I mean, like, retribution. Well, you know, the Indians should get it, the Jews, the American, the whites that fought in the war should, yeah, get it from the rich. Duh, he forgot that part. You have to get it from the rich. Why did he forget that part? Well, in any case, this is a Jewish holiday, and I've got a lot to do tonight. I'm going to watch every episode of Star Trek in the Frontiers. I couldn't get much news. I'm putting up a video on YouTube, which I'll post in this Facebook group of the burning. I have a fire map. I have a program called Fire Map, and that actually has map of fires around the world. It's incredible, the firefighters. And I have another map called carbon monoxide satellite imagery, which at this point, interesting against the people, I'm pretty sure they decided to paint out North America, but they left the Amazon and the Congo, where the farmers are burning every day and getting all the indigenous people's land. And that's because Trump gave the rich their weapons. And it's happening all over the world. And it's just the weapons. You know, we're looking at, you know, I mean, the first thing I thought about this in terms of, you know, not just genocide, you know, of poor in America with no food because they took it all to put it into their pantries this winter. That could stop this. If you're in a group and they feed you, you know, they have 2,000 calories in it. But if you're paying for your food in any of those situations, you better head to the camps. It's called getting the trucks through. And they're doing that this winter. Then they'll pick which ones live and which ones go up the chimney. I mean, what else could they mean, right? So, I mean, is this going to happen? I don't know, because I'm definitely going up the chimney. Ooh.